Well, we will now go before the Father in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for the two women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who started this call, O Heavenly Father, whose yes is the reason that we are here today to get a word from you. Lord, we thank you for the Des De Leon family, and we ask that you keep a hedge of protection around them. Father God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to touch the speaker, O Heavenly Father. Father God, give them everything they need to bring forth a word that is on time and that is for your people for such a time as this. Lord, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Well, here is where I depart from you all, and I will hear you all next week. Host, are you there? Well, amen, amen, and amen. I guess we'll just keep this thing rolling. Again, welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia, and I would like to welcome you to the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary with the warmest of kingdom greetings. The Master's Call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God. That's Dr. P.K. Roberts, also known as Dr. Superfantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. The Master's Call is all about the Master, and each morning, Monday through Friday, rain, sleet, snow, or hail, we come together to hear a word from the Lord. If you want to know more about the Master's Call, or if you have a prayer request or a praise report, or if you feel like you are being led by God to join the team, or just you have a message stored in your belly for such time as this, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And if you want to know more about our speakers, or if you want to see the bios, or if you just want to learn more about the call, the prayer objectives that we have at this time, you can do so by visiting our interactive website, and that's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And if you do send us an email with a praise report or a prayer request of wanting to join the team, either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. So we are just super excited about what is going on with the Master's Call. We want you to know that if you want to listen to the current day's message, you can do so by calling 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. That is today's message only. You can listen at 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that is hosted by none other than Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International that keeps us energized, informed, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. And that number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. That's 530-881-1300. Access code 539-598-POUND. So now I am getting ready to get out. I am so sorry I got kicked off the phone, but I am getting ready to introduce the man of God who is coming forth with the message. Today's speaker is none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen has been pastoring for the past 16 years and is the senior pastor slash president of Divine Word of Truth in Brooklyn, New York. Pastor Allen married Beverly Brasnell on June 12, 1982. From their union, they have three wonderful children, Nigel, Calvia, and Angel. In addition, God has blessed them with a son-in-law, a daughter-in-law, and three grandchildren. In May of 1988, Pastor Allen received his local license to preach in Trinidad and Tobago. He furthered his studies in mobilization of evangelism, meeting the Muslim challenge, world mission today, effective communication, Christian leadership, and evangelizing the Hindi. In February of 1996, he attended Community Bible Institute in New York and graduated May 1999 with a certificate in theology. In 2004, Pastor Allen continued his biblical studies and received his bachelor's degree in theology, major in religion from the International Theological Seminary of California. Pastor Allen has traveled to several countries to minister the word and perform various pastoral duties. Pastor Allen is an artist distributor and continues to be instrumental in the lives of everyone he interacts with. His desire is to win the world for the Lord. However, if he helps one sinner find his way to God, then his life is not in vain. Pastor Allen continues to be bold and brazen, fighting on the Lord's side. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastor Derek Allen. Pastor Allen, are you there?
Pastor Allen is not here, but this is Pastor John fitting in for Pastor Allen. Pastor Allen is out of the country, and I will be filling in for Pastor Allen today. Thank you very
much. Amen, man of God. Take it away.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pleasant good morning to all God's children, and may God anoint me as I preach right now for his honor and glory, and may the Lord anoint you as you receive his word in Jesus' name. Today's topic will be, every little thing will be all right. The Bible says in the John chapter 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. This is the kind of faith that God is asking us to reach deep in our bosom and reach out, because you know and I know and all of us could testify the fact that what's going on around us, some of us, it don't make any sense. We are losing hope. We are giving up like flies. But he's saying to you, every little thing will be all right. Look at when we look at 1 Kings chapter 17, shows us a team of ravens at work. The great prophet Elijah was told by God to sit by a brook and drink from its waters while he waited for God to move. In the interim, watch this, God commanded a team of ravens to bring him bread and meat for breakfast and, and supper on a daily basis. Since ravens are small birds, each ravens could only bring small portion of meat and bread to fulfill God's command, yet each did its part every single day. The ravens executed a small part of a big plan. Oh, God had great things in store for Elijah, but the ravens' role was to simply bring the meat and the bread every day. Stay with me this morning. I'm going somewhere with this. What is really mentioned is the role of the ravens. These are the little birds that nourished the prophet for days, bringing him tiny morsel of meat and bread and sustain him in the wilderness. The ravens by the brook made the mountaintop challenge possible. Israel could not see God walking in Egypt or at the Red Sea. They also found it hard to see in the wilderness. In the wilderness, they often suffer difficulties associated, with life. Waters was always short and resources were few. Am I speaking to someone now with songs? Does it sound like me? Does it sound like you this morning? They could not plant crops or make clothes. They were susceptible to disease and without military protection while they were in the wilderness. Yet despite this susceptibility, God blessed them, but they could not see it. God is blessing you this morning, and perhaps you are not seeing it. You get up this morning, God give you life. They could not see how they wore the same clothes for 40 years, but it never wore out. They could not see how they were protected from their enemies despite their own ability to defend themselves. They could not see how they were provided water out of nowhere despite a drought situation. God blessed them, but they could not see it. In the wilderness, God has been our rock in a weary land. In the wilderness this morning, God has been our shelter in the time of storm. In the wilderness, God has been like a bridge over troubling waters, but somehow we are not seeing it. We are seeing defeat. We are seeing all manners of the negative. When you look at the glass of water next time, begin to look at the glass of water half full instead of half empty, because let me give you some examples this morning. When Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled, if you believe in your holy God, believe also in Jesus. Let me give you this story this morning, because on one early Sunday morning, the woman who came to the tomb came with low expectation. They expect to find Christ dead, a dead Christ, even though he told them repeatedly that he will rise in 3 days. They woke up expecting to have a bad day. Don't you realize some of us wake up expecting the day to be bad? There are many people today who begin each day with low expectation. Attitude sets the tone of each day of our lives. The attitudes that we carry to work, the attitude that we take to school, and our community service has a great effect on the way we appreciate every day. It is dangerous to be judged. My friends, let me say something to you this morning, that if you have low expectation for the day, rest assured every little thing will be all right. It is dangerous to prejudge the day before it begins. In the manner, oh God, in the same manner, it's also troublesome to prejudge every situation before it actually unfolds. When Israel stood at the banks of the Red Sea, there was many who had already prejudged the situation and concluded that all were lost. Do you feel what I feel this morning? When we sit with our company, we believe all is lost. Pharaoh's army was behind them and the Red Sea was in front of them, making the possibility of survival very slim. The wind was blowing, but they didn't understand why. The waves on the water were rippling, but they did not understand why. They saw all these things, expected defeat, and began to complain. But thanks be to God this morning. Moses told them to stand still and see the salvation of God. Let not your heart be troubled this morning. If you believe in God, your Lord God of the Most High, believe in Jesus, that he have done it before, and he will do it again in the name of Jesus. Let me give you another example this morning why you need not worry this morning. Because when Jesus carried Mary and Martha to the tomb of Lazarus, they expected the worst. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. They expected reality. They began to complain to Jesus. If you have been here, my brother will not have died. They did not expect to see the brother again, despite the fact that Jesus was by their side. They approached the situation with low expectation. Do you understand? When Jesus, hallelujah, is on the scene, you need not fear and let not your heart be troubled. On the other hand, a woman who had an issue of blood heard that Jesus was passing by. Oh God, she felt if she could push her way through the crowd and touch the hem of his garments, she will be healed and made whole. It didn't matter, oh God, that there was a big crowd. She expected to see and touch Jesus. It didn't matter that she was old and sick. She expected to be satisfied. It didn't matter that she had an issue of blood for 12 years. She expected, oh God, to be made whole. Today, there are many people today. Could I tell you something this morning? Who are living through personal droughts. Some are spiritually dry. Some are praying for a shower of blessing, but they leave home every day with low expectation. If your expectation is low this morning, if you pray for rain and rain is in God's will, oh God, you need to get yourself an umbrella or boots or a raincoat. If you pray for blessings and blessing is in God's will, it does not matter how you begin. Oh God, your day today, expect a shower of blessing, because he said in his word, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Oh God, believe also in me. Do you have the faith today to believe in Jesus, that when he says to Lazarus, come forth, realizing that Lazarus was dead for 4 days. Oh God, the sister says to Jesus, his body stinketh. Could I say stinketh? Hallelujah. King James describes it as it stinks. Do you have a situation that is stinking right now? Is your situation so bad? Hallelujah. You're losing confidence in God. That hallelujah, when Lazarus' body began to stink, it means that it was rotten. It means that the worms eat Lazarus. It means that the rat eat the worm. And it means that the cat eat, hallelujah, the rat. So it's impossible for Lazarus to come back with man understanding. But Jesus said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. That when he says, Lazarus, come forward, it means, don't care how bad the situation is, it's going to be all God done, and it's going to restore itself. Just imagine, Jesus said to Lazarus, and call his name, and says, come forward. Oh God, for that to happen, a series of events must take place, because the cat needed to vomit up, oh God, vomit out the rat, and the rat needed to vomit out the worm, and the worm needed to vomit out Lazarus, so Lazarus could get back his body that they took from him and come back. What the devil steal from you, he came to kill, he came to steal, and he came to destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Do you understand this morning? Every little thing will be all right. That's why the psalmist David says, if you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desire of your heart this morning. Do you understand what God is saying to us? Do we realize that when God is for you, who can be against you? It may look bad. It may smell bad this morning. It may be stinky bad, but it's not bad. You may have low expectation, low self-esteem. You believe, hallelujah, that the plan doesn't make sense. But God says, if I am am with you. I will be with you always. Do you understand that we need to give God thanks in prayer and supplication in everything? Give him thanks. This morning, I come to tell someone this morning that, hallelujah, do not give up on God. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Because he says, eyes have not seen, or ears have not heard, nor it enter into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared, hallelujah, for us. Do you understand? You cannot imagine. Malachi said, prove him this day, when you live a life of obedience, that he will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Do you understand this morning? Do you feel weak and lonely? Do you feel unforgotten? Do you feel downtrodden? Do you feel beaten up? Do you feel like you cannot go on? Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you are confused this morning. But rest assured, if you believe in the servant, if you believe in the Holy God, the Most High God this morning, Jesus is saying, equally believe in him, because Jesus is God. Jesus is the Holy Spirit. With your low expectation, oh God, you don't understand. When you get up this morning, it's God that gave you the breath to breathe. You don't understand. When you saw God move your limbs, he gave you the energy to move your limbs. You cry out, God, I've been broke. I've been broke for 40 years. But remember that you have never, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, been forsaken. You have never been begging bread. Every day you got food on the table. He gave you clothes that somehow and somewhere you keep fitting in them and they're not wearing out. Do you understand? You never went naked. God kept us. He kept us to this point. Don't care how hard it is. Don't care how tough life is. God has kept us this morning to the point, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, that we are still on the winning side. Don't care how tough it is. Don't care how much ram God advice people explain to you. It sounds logical. Oh God, hallelujah. God help somebody this morning that when you listen to your friends and they tell you it's time to make a move, it is time to do this and it's time to do that, I want you to trust God. I want you to believe in God. I want you to believe in Jesus, that he promised he will not forget. He is not unrighteous to forget. Hallelujah. To reward you for your labor of love. It's time to reap the benefit. If you worry, don't pray. And if you pray, don't worry this morning. I come to tell someone that, like, don't be like Israel. Oh, Mama Masiya Talabako. Don't be like Israel. Forget all that God have done for you in the past. And stop murmuring. And stop. Stop. Be like a cry baby. Wanna dumpling. Take up your shoes and run up in the mountain. Be a man of God. Be a woman of God. Take up the phone and dial Jesus. He's on the main line. Tell him what you want. Have backbone. Have stomach. Every minute you call this one and you're crying, the dog eat your homework and you got excuses, because he says, hallelujah, in his word, as I end this morning, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in the Lord Jesus Christ, because every little thing from this day on will be all right, because he have it in control. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to the moderator.
Thank you, Pastor John, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. We all know that this is Friday, so we will stay on the line after the benediction to hear the praise reports and the prayer requests. Now I'll go before the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God, Pastor John, who just brought the word. unhindered, uncompromised, and uncorrupted, Lord. We ask that you pour into him as he so faithfully pours out into us on this call, oh Lord. Give him 100-fold, Father, through the exceeding and abundantly more than he can ask, hope, or think, according to the power that worketh in him. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection and your healing hand on Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh Heavenly Father, as she continues to go through rehab for her knee surgeries, oh God. We just ask that you continue to progress and progress and progress her as so that she can finally keep walking and just show the joy of the Lord as she always does. But we ask a special blessing on Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, oh Heavenly Father. You know the desires of her heart, oh Heavenly Father. She is a woman after your own heart, Lord. So we ask that you just bless her right now in the name of Jesus. We ask a special hedge of protection around the DeLeon family and Artists International, oh Heavenly Father. As you continue to shift and sift, oh Lord, give us a peace that passes all understanding, knowing that we are standing on your word, and by faith, we will see it through to the end. Lord, we thank you for the Spiller family, Lord, and Dr. Spiller as he continues to lead Artists Reloaded. So, Lord, we just ask that you touch each and every person on this line, oh, Heavenly Father, those prayer requests spoken and unspoken, Lord, because we know that you know before we even speak exactly it is what we need and what we desire, oh, God. So we will continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to hear this on-time message again for today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677#. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, and that number is 530-881-1300. Pastor John, could you come back and give us our benediction, please?
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day today and a better one tomorrow. Thank you.
Well, now we know that we are going into the praise report and prayer request segment of our call for Friday. So I want to bring to the line none other than one of our co-founders. She is truly a woman of God who is after God's own heart. None other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, Master Paul family. Thank you, Minister Kai, for hopping in there for us this morning. I appreciate all you do. Also to you, Pastor John, we are just so honored that you step right in for Pastor Allen. When I talked to you all, I was so kind of him from Trinidad. That you'd be willing to step in, and you brought it, you brought it, you brought it. What a powerful word this morning. We thank you. We love and appreciate you. Master's Call family, this is Friday, and we know on Friday, as Minister Kai has told us, that is always our prayer and praise report day, where that's the time we encourage and invite you to give us your prayer requests and your praise reports, and it is our honor as the Master's Call family to cover them, to bathe them in prayer and intercession. This is all about family because we are family, and we want to know what's going on in your world so we can pray for you, stand in the gap for you, and celebrate with you at the faithfulness of God. As she already mentioned, we want to continue to pray for our co-founder, Dr. PK, in her rehabilitation. She's doing better every day, and we want to continue to pray that those knees get stronger and that she gets healthier each and every day. She has such a good attitude about everything right now. So I just thank God that we continue to keep her in our prayers. All right, first in the queue from the north side of town. Good morning, Platinum President Marie Preston.
Hey, good morning out there, Dr. Vanessa. Lord Jesus, I'm driving, but I thank God for the word for Pastor John. He brought it to right. He brought it this morning. And to Dr. PK, we keep praying for her. And I'll keep going well with her. Thank you, Lord. And guess what? I want you to pray for the Preston family in front of these ladies of expression. Everything is going well. Just keep them lifted up in front of the Lord. We got a long weekend this weekend, so you keep me in prayer too, my dear. Y'all have a good weekend out there. I'm driving, so you know I gotta watch what I'm doing.
Damn. And we will keep you in prayer and your family and all that's going on in your world. And as always, we are so honored for you to be our special godmother of the TMC call, always there for us, always on the call, and we will lift you up. The ladies of expression do so many things, being God's hands extended. So we just love you and appreciate you this morning. Are there any other prayer requests this morning? Any other prayer requests? All righty. Looks like this is from Georgia. Good morning, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Mother Eagle and TMC family. This is Rebecca Thomas, and I have a praise report for this week. 2 months ago, like, I advertised my artist business on my car, and this week I had first cold market buyer who bought a body magic and the trimming gel, so I was, like, really excited, and I mean, the Lord has just been, like, amazingly, like, the word this morning was so, like, on time for me. It was just amazing, and I have a praise, that's my praise report.
Amen. And we will also, you all will be hearing her voice. Ms. Rebecca is one of our newest members to our TMC Prayer Warrior family, has joined us from Snailville, Georgia, so we're glad to hear that praise report. Give me your cars wrapped as you advertise artists as you're driving along. It really, really, really does work. So, again, thank you for that praise report, and welcome to our TMC Prayer Warrior team. All righty, I think this is from North Carolina, 9161. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. Good morning. 9161, you're unmuted. See if your phone is unmuted. I've unmuted you. It says it seemed like, well, okay, I guess we'll come back to her. I don't know if having challenges with her phone, which does happen. But are there any other prayer requests while we're waiting for her to get it together? Well, we lost the call entirely, so hopefully she'll call back in. Anyone else with a praise report or a prayer request this morning? Again, this is our time. We want to hear from you. We want to definitely be praying for our speaker this morning who brought the word. And I was definitely on fire for the Lord. I just love how we are all family and help each other. Okay, let me try this again. Are you there, 9161?
Good morning. This is Aviera Steele out of Durham, North Carolina. Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Good morning.
Good morning. Great. I have a praise report. I just want to say thank you for praying with me our community event that we had for National Night Out this past Tuesday. Was phenomenal. The people in the community came out. It was successful. We gave out prizes. We prayed over and with the community, and it was just a successful event. So thank you for your prayers on that event. And another sister ministry is having a community day as well. And so I just would like our TMC family to continue to pray for this area, that this call will grow and we will get more people on this phone call so they too can be encouraged and be the leaders that God is calling us to be in these last days.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we had a good national night out, too, right in Prairie View, Texas. I was buzzing all day long and was in charge of ours, and that national event has really, really taken off across the country. and it's when different communities come together, and usually for those of you like, what is that, National Night Out, and have the policemen come out, the fire truck, and different safety preventions, and it's a way for the community to come together, because a lot of people, unfortunately, now don't even know your neighbors two doors up. So we had a good time to just fellowshipping, so I'm glad they're in Durham, North Carolina. You all were blessed with a great evening also. All right, are there any more prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? We want to definitely give you time because this is your day and this is your time to let us know what's on your heart that you may need prayer or intercession for. All righty, since there's no one else coming in. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you on this fabulous Friday for your love, for your mercy, for your faithfulness that you extend to us. It says your mercies, your word says, your mercies are new each and every morning. And Daddy God, we thank you for all you're doing in us and through us. Father, pour back virtue into the man of God. We thank you for Pastor Glenn John, who brought such a powerful word this morning. We thank you for his love for artists and for his always being willing to step in and step up. We cover our beloved Pastor Derek Allen there in Trinidad and just pray for his meetings and services to all go well to the glory of God. Father, we continue to send words, Jehovah Rapha, to Dr. PK for her healing process for those knees. Father, we call out healing and wholeness, and thank you for the ability to have joy in her heart as she goes through this process of rehabilitation. Thank you for her daughter, Davola, who's so faithfully by her side in this season. And, Father, we thank you, even with Traveling Mercies, for Marie and her Elite Ladies team and all they do in the highways and the byways, visiting the prisons and just being truly your hands extended. We speak the blood hedge of protection around Marie. We speak the wisdom of God to always flow in her and through her and that team. Thank you for the favor of God that rests upon them. Now, Father, we thank you for Miss Rebecca. We just praise God for her and Miss Jackie, our newest members of our TMC Prayer Warrior team. Stir up the gifts of God inside of them. Thank you, Father, for this praise report that through her car advertisement, more sales are coming. Increase her business. Increase all of our business and artists international. We call the people in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And thank you, Father, for your hand of favor on our business. And, Father, we just thank you for the great success for our sister in Durham for the National Night Out and for all of the National Night Outs. Communities across the country who experience your favor and your presence and your unity in our communities. We just thank you that your hand is upon all of her efforts in Durham, North Carolina. Continue to let her business grow, let her light shine, let growth come in that area. Father, you know she has been working diligently and faithfully for her artists, international family, and business. So I thank you for much fruit that will remain. And Father, for each and every listener on this line today, for spoken prayer requests and unspoken prayer requests, God, you be glorified in their lives. I speak, Father, and decree that we all have the mind of Christ. I speak and decree in our lives the obedience and submission to your word and your will as we go along our day and this weekend. Father, I thank you for you flooding us with your favor and us knowing that it only and always comes from you. Now, I thank you for all the awesome things that you're doing in us, even for some of us who may feel like we're walking through the valley, that our process is a little pressing right now. I thank you that we infuse the spirit of joy, peace, the shalom peace of God into our spirits. And Father, give us that supernatural divine intervention and the Sophia wisdom of God, how to walk these things out. So Daddy God, as we thank you that the blood of Jesus is applied to the doorpost first of our heart and apply the doorpost the blood of Jesus to our homes, Father, to our going in and coming out. I thank you, as you taught us in Deuteronomy 5, that we'll speak only about your goodness and your mercy and talk about you and our going in and coming out and know you even in greater measure. And we thank you this weekend that the praise reports will come because you, Daddy God, will work it out for your glory and our good. So until we come together again on Monday, Spirit of the living God, we salute you, adore you, magnify you, extol you, love you with all of our heart, and give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Love each and every one of you so much. Go out and have that blessed weekend being the minister in the marketplace until we see and hear each other again on the Monday and for many of you all on the morning motivational call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.